The STIP is a plan for transportation projects that receive federal funding. A mandatory part of the STIP process is public meetings in affected communities. During the Ketchikan meeting, South Coast Region Planner Chief Andy Hughes and Transportation Planner Marie Heidemann heard some compliments, specifically about this summer's paving of the former gravel section on South Tongass Highway. They also heard some concerns. Patricia Finney lives on North Tongass Highway just past the first waterfall bridge, which, along with second waterfall bridge, is on the STIP list for improvements.
I brought for you, thankfully, there's only two of you. You get each of you get a picture of my bridge, I call it.
Finney says her bridge is in serious need of improvements, and she's worried what will happen if something isn't done soon. She notes that DOT has done some mitigation, such as lowering the load limit and installing a steel plate on the bridge deck.
So the steel plate is there to protect the vibration, and if you, either one of you or anybody, was to come out there and stand on that bridge with just a passenger vehicle coming across it, and the vibration that it is, somebody would know what the real condition of that bridge is.
Finney is concerned not only about her own ability to access her home, but also about access for emergency vehicles at that end of the road and the general public's access to Settlers Cove State Park and the Forest Service-maintained Lunch Creek Trail, both located at the far end of North Tongass. Finney suggested at least lowering the speed limit over the bridge until the project is ready for construction. Hughes agreed that could help limit continued damage.
The speed of a load going across the bridge creates a dynamic force that also impacts the bridge. Mm-hmm. And I will carry your concerns back to our highway safety engineer and bridge people. I guess the question would be, if people aren't slowing down, how do we slow people down?
Heidemann looked the project up on the STIP and says construction is expected to start in summer of 2017. Hughes says they'll move it up if they can.
But it's, no promises there. It's the federal aid process is pretty fixed.
But it's a high priority project, and I don't expect any problems with funding. If there's a problem, it's, as Andy says, it's going to be with the process. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to lose the funding for this project.
And it's our goal to address all of the bridges that are on our bridge deficiency list, these being two of them.
Speaking of bridges, or lack of bridges, the Gravina Access Project also came up during the Ketchikan STIP meeting. Bill Rotecki, who is a Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly member, asked about the $1.5 million designated in the STIP for the project, which originally was to be the $300-plus million infamous Bridge to Nowhere, but now most likely will be improved ferry service. Hughes says there is still $75 million reserved from the original controversial federal earmark, but none of that can be used until the environmental impact statement is done. He says the last remaining step for the EIS is a decision from the governor's office.
Every EIS ends with a record of decision.
Okay, so that's where we're waiting.
Yeah, we're at the decision, point of decision.
Okay, I say that, I hear that kind of laughingly because I haven't kept track, but it's been any number of times when we've been told 3 months, 6 months, it's been 5 years or something, that we've been told there's a decision, there's a decision, there's a decision.
Right. And we have a new governor, and I think he just wants to make a well-informed decision, and he wants to take the time to consider it. And he's been pretty busy, you have to admit, in the last few months with other matters.
Hughes was referring to the state's $3 billion budget deficit, which led to significant cuts in state spending and two special legislative sessions. Despite state budget cuts, though, both DOT representatives told the small Ketchikan crowd that matching state funds for federally financed projects most likely will remain in place. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.